talking about the Wilmot Warrior Walk 2022 on Saturday, September 10th. Barbara Belkane.
Yes.
All right. And Ralph Olney.
That's right.
Olney. Yep. Yeah. How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, great. Doing great. Thank
you. So glad to be here.
Get that closer to you there, Ralph. Pull it to you. Pull it closer to you.
How's that?
That's better? Get in there. Get right in there. Get right in there. Okay. So you guys had to take a little break on this walk, right?
Yep.
That's correct. Yeah, this will be the first time in 3 years that we've been able to walk. So we had 2 years that it was virtual.
Yeah, the last one was 2019.
2019.
In person.
But this is the 10th anniversary of the live walk or the walk in general?
The walk in general.
The walk in general. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this. First and foremost, we know what Wilmot Cancer is all about. What's the Warrior Walk? Where's that come from? What is that all about?
So 10 years ago, one of our board members had the idea of starting a fund for cancer survivors and for research that was going on at the Wilmot Cancer Institute. So they funded this, DiMarzo family funded the initial amount of money to start this, and then to support that, we started organizing a walk.
Okay.
Give cancer survivors a chance to come out and celebrate, them going through treatment and then being healthy enough to go. Yeah.
And like you.
Yeah,
you're
that's
looking good,
like
bro.
Myself.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I was diagnosed in 2011. I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm a very grateful patient. And the Wilmot Cancer Institute's the reason why I'm here.
Yeah, because you were telling me it was pretty serious, and you were not supposed to be here.
That's
you're
correct.
Past your expiration date.
I am. That's exactly right, Dino. Yeah.
At least he can be here to laugh about it, right, Barb?
Well, I think that's part of what is his charm and what keeps him going.
Yeah.
He has a great spirit. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now the funds raised, this is, because I thought, September 11th with the Warrior thing, I didn't know if that had anything to do with it, but that is the date, right?
Correct.
The actual walk is
9/11.
On 9/11. Yeah, 9/11. What these funds, are these funds earmarked for anything in particular or just cancer research in general?
Right, absolutely. Cancer research overall, because every type of cancer is as important to research as the other. And also our survivorship program, which is very dedicated to those people such as Ralph and myself, who I'm also a cancer survivor.
We all are. Hello?
Yeah.
I had
lung cancer.
Well,
look
see,
at us.
It's beautiful that what a great triangle we are today.
Yeah.
But yes, that we support those that are going through it.
I say this all the time. Tell me somebody who hasn't been touched by cancer in one way, shape, or form, either by having it or having a friend or relative that's had it, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nobody.
Right.
You cannot find anybody that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way.
Right. It's both a blessing and it's unfortunate as well.
Right.
You may not have had cancer yourself, but like you're stating, everyone knows somebody or has a family member. So the walk is really a beautiful collection of individuals that either have had cancer themselves or have a family member that they want to support, or perhaps in sadness, but also in celebration of life,
right, in honor.
Someone who has moved on and has passed due to cancer. So it's all of those reasons.
Okay, so I see there's a lot of different categories here.
Yes, we love the categories.
You want to go over a couple of them?
Yes. So we have strived a little bit more in the past several years to emphasize that it is a certified 5K race.
Okay.
It is a certified race. We're in a new location this year. We're in the Genesee Valley Park. In prior years, it was in Highland.
Okay.
So it's also a new location. My runners who have done the course for me tell me that it's a nice flat course and our runners will enjoy it. Very scenic.
It's a beautiful park.
It's a beautiful park. And we have a beautiful piece of the park that is just ours. The walk is a 1 mile walk, which is the circumference of all the activity that is going on during this event. So if you can envision a big, beautiful tent in the middle, blow up things for the children.
Is it going to be near that gazebo or is it going to be over in that big field?
It's going to be in the big field right off of East River Road.
Right,
right.
Okay,
so that you see the Hawthorne Road. It's right to the left.
Yeah, because
of that
the gazebo is kind of like behind Strong Hospital. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that side. That's out of Genesee Valley Park.
Yes.
Genesee Valley Park
spans.
Goes over both, 590
right.
there.
So we have a nice little cutout of the park that is just ours for the event. The walk is a great celebration because there's no timekeeping. You walk at your own pace. There'll be live music from the dogs, our friends, going on. They march in or around the park in theme. You know, there's a lot of great competition. So you mentioned the category. So our 5K racers will have the top three male, top three female acknowledged.
Okay.
But then there's all these other great categories for fundraising efforts, like our friend Ralph here, who is like, I think he holds
the record. 16, he told me he's over 16K already.
Top fundraiser. But then also for theme, you know, because it should be fun. It's a celebration. And a lot of the teams really get into celebrating by their own color choices. And
okay.
So we're acknowledging all of it.
I love it. I love it. So how do we get signed up?
Well, we go right to the Wilmot Warrior 2022 site. You know, that's all you have to search, and it'll pop right up.
So Wilmot Warrior Walk, is that it?
Yep, 2022.
Okay, all right. What else are we going to do there that day? I see the Judy DiMarzo Cancer Sponsorship Program.
Yes, they will be there set up. That's who we are, you know, part of the funds. That's who we're fundraising for. We will have representation from their team. They also supported us. And we're a part of our Survivors Night celebration at Red Wings.
Yeah, how'd that go? I heard that
was exceptional.
Really well attended. Yeah,
we. I was shooting for a record.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit shy my first event out. We had 1,900 from our group alone. And the record, I don't want to say what the record is, but I'll break it next year.
Well, I got to tell you this, and don't tell Danny Mason or Will Rumbold I said this, but the team's not helping. they were on a big losing streak at the time.
I know.
That's true.
Well, the team they were playing is the team for the Yankees.
The Rail Riders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that drew a little bit more attention.
That does help, yeah. Whenever the Yankee affiliate
was in town. A lot of New York hats that night. Yeah.
Yes, there were. Yeah. I was grateful just to have a full house.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
So now you're at the Cancer Center,
yes,
right, Barb?
I'm a recent addition.
Okay. Are there any landmark? I mean, they do the research right here in Rochester.
Yes.
Are there any things that we can talk about any feathers in our cap we can talk about? Things they've discovered and things they're making advancements on?
Yeah,
I mean, look at other than Ralph.
Well, a couple of things. Yeah.
Just look at Ralph or listen to Ralph.
T-cell treatment for immunotherapies, that was developed and started here in Rochester. Yeah, they were
one
of the early centers that actually used that type of treatment to help people out. And then the work that my team's funding, we actually have a drug that's in a clinical trial that's being used at the U of R, at the medical center. So we can see some of the work that's going on that translates into patient care.
Right.
Which is a phenomenal thing to see. It kind of motivates all of us to continue to raise money.
Absolutely.
To help the efforts that are going on.
Well, we all know that cancer is not the death sentence it used to be.
No, it is not.
I mean, I work with people in this building right now that have survived, you know, and me personally as well, that are still here, you know.
That's wonderful.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I was going to say, but it all happens here in Rochester. That's the thing.
Right.
It's all here at the medical center. They have all the resources that they need.
Right.
And if they don't have it, they're able to hire in. So it's just a phenomenal.
Now, aren't they getting accredited too?
We are working towards that.
That's coming close, right?
Well,
and that's going to be good. That's going to be really good.
It's definitely something that Wilmot is working towards.
Can you explain that a little bit too? Because I can't.
Well,
I only know accredited. it's big.
It's an NCI accreditation, so it's the National Cancer Institute. It basically looks at everything from A to Z that Wilmot has to offer. It includes research, it includes staffing, it includes scientists, it includes everything that we do.
It's going to open a lot of doors for them.
It will be a nice, it will be a beautiful acknowledgement of all that they've already done.
Gotcha.
Right, so they've already are exceptional, and I think in all of our opinions, they're already exceptional. I would like to add a little bit to what Ralph was saying, that another incredible piece of Wilmot is all of the locations that they have beyond the hospital.
Oh, right.
Right. So we have a new location that has opened up in Webster. So for Webster and east of Webster, now patients have access to treatment closer.
Oh, so they don't all have to come downtown.
No, yeah. No. There's Dansville. There's Buffalo locations. We have locations all over. Webster just happens to be the newest, one.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's 14 locations outside of Rochester.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So a part of all the incredible research that is going on in life-saving everything, like I said, we're examples of that. The locations and the opportunity to seek treatment without having to come to the hospital and more convenient traveling and having that treatment closer to home is also a beautiful part of Wilmot.
Oh, that's I had no idea. I had no idea. All right, so let's get people signed up once again. It is going to be on a Sunday, September 11th, 8 a.m. registration. The 5K starts at 9:15, and then when's the walk start?
The walk will start immediately following the awards. We wanted everyone to be there for the celebration, the live music, give out the awards, and then our walkers can have a leisurely lap around.
It'll be around 11.
Yeah, 11
that's
o'clock.
What we're targeting, 11
a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So. Yeah, and then live music by the dogs.
The dogs. Are you familiar with the dogs, Ralph?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
great.
Love
I've heard
the
of them.
Dogs.
Yeah. Those boys, they're crazy. They're a lot of fun, though.
Absolutely.
And biggest hearts around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those
complete
guys.
Complete giving. Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with the dogs, people, these guys only do fundraising. They play
Absolutely.
For fundraisers, and
right.
they don't ask for money.
Nope.
No. So it's crazy. And they're just good guys, and they are a lot of fun, too.
True.
And they're looking for a singer, by the way. They're still looking for a singer.
Maybe Ralphie could add that to his resume.
I don't think so.
To his resume.
Ralph's got some good pipes over there. Come on. You know?
I would think.
Yeah, but yeah, their current lead singer right now is done after this year. So they're in search of. So maybe we can find that. Wouldn't it be funny?
And it would be.
We're doing this show here today.
Yeah,
we find a singer
them
for
them. A singer. We multitask.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
Love that.
Yeah, and we'll do it the day of the walk.
Absolutely.
And the run. Okay, so there's a 5K run, and then there's a mile walk. It's the Wilmot Warrior Walk. It is Sunday, September 11th. Do you need volunteers, stuff like that, too? I mean, if people aren't running and walking and stuff like that, and they just want to give time.
I would love that. There's a volunteer link right on the website. If they sign up, they add their information, and then I will reach out to them personally. I would love more volunteers.
Yeah, because
you
know
be
it's
great.
A big space
it's
and a lot of stuff
space.
Going on.
Yes, and we need to make sure our runners are okay and our walk is going well. And absolutely,
okay.
We would love that.
All right. Barbara Balcaine.
Yes.
All right, look at me. Ralph Olney.
You're right.
And September 11th, it's a Sunday, and like I said, I don't know if you can find a person who hasn't been touched in some way, shape, or form by cancer. And this will be a nice morning in the park. You can still watch football in the afternoon.
Absolutely. Do not interfere with that.
can't mess with the Bills.
No.
Are the Bills playing on the 11th?
I don't know.
Probably.
No, they're not even. No, I'm looking at their schedule. They're not even playing that day.
So no excuses.
No excuses. So just look up Wilmot Warrior Walk, right?
Yep.
And people can get themselves signed up and come out and honor those who have lost their battle with cancer, people who are winning their battle with
Absolutely.
Cancer, and people who just care about people with cancer. How about that?
I love that.
That's great.
I love that. Dino, I also would like to thank you for emceeing our event.
Oh.
It really is wonderful of you, giving of your time as well. And I know that you are going to be an incredible addition to the enthusiasm. So I want to personally thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure.
It's very kind of you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. We'll see you on the 11th.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much for having us.